snow-covered rooftops of a village at night. Some are decorated with colourful fairy lights. Hugh Bonneville, Rob Brydon, Martin Freeman, Sally Hawkins, Jennifer Saunders, Russell Tovey. Old-fashioned street lamps glow brightly against the snow's blue hues, indicating where a path lies buried. Hundreds of magical sparkles gather in the sky, then the name Stickman appears, formed out of sticks. A leaf falls from one of them and is carried on the breeze, twisting and turning as it rises up over a small arched wooden bridge lit by one of the Victorian-style lampposts. It loops towards a distinctive tree on a hill, with a large hollow at the centre of its broad trunk. Inside, three little sticks are sleeping peacefully in a bed covered with autumnal leaves when their mum and dad creep in.
Santa's been!
The children leap out of bed and hurry into the living area, where three presents wrapped in leaves are sitting under a Christmas tree. As they start to unwrap them, Stickman nudges Stick Lady, then looks up at some mistletoe and taps his cheek.
Stickman lives in the family tree with his Stick Lady love and their Stick Children three.
The middle child has received a toy car made from an acorn. His dad takes it from him to try it out, leaving the little stick looking disappointed. But Stickman quickly notices and pushes it along the floor to him. The smallest stick isn't sure of what to do with his collection of burnt twigs, so Stickman takes one and draws a reindeer on the wall with it. Handing it back, he watches as the now excited little stick draws a squiggle on the wall. The eldest child jumps onto a new sled. Now she and her dad ride it down a slope and through the trees, splatting a squirrel in the face with snow as they pass. Stickman waves apologetically, but the squirrel glares. Now the family's enjoying a snowball fight. The middle stick child gets a face full of snow, then lobs a snowball at his sister. Stickman's about to throw, but sees a woman approaching. His face vanishes, and he and the rest of the sticks drop to the ground. Once she's gone, he stands, a snowball at the ready, but one strikes him in the face. Smiling on the branch of a nearby tree, the squirrel scampers away. The smallest stick yawns, and now the children are in bed as Stickman tucks them in. He kisses each of them on the forehead, and they close their eyes. Snow's falling outside, then spring arrives. On a sunny day, two leaves open on top of Stickman's head as he wakes in bed.
Ooh.
He jumps out, then jogs on the spot, while Stick Lady rolls over sleepily. Heading outside, he takes a deep breath.
One day he wakes early and goes for a jog.
He bounds down the grassy hill, then passes a snail, who's moving slowly towards a tiny plant growing on the path beside a circular bed of daffodils and crocuses. Stickman slows to a halt, then jogs backwards to pick one of the leaves for the snail. Smiling, the snail watches Stickman continue on his way round the flower bed, then sees a nose sniffing underneath a hedge.
Stickman! Oh, Stickman! Beware of the...
The snail hides.
Dog!
Stickman pats the reddish-brown dog on the nose.
A stick?
Barks the dog.
An excellent stick!
Stickman runs.
The right kind of stick for my favourite trick!
Smiling excitedly, the dog chases after him and blocks his path.
I'll fetch it and drop it and fetch it and then... I'll drop it and fetch it and drop it again!
He bites but misses, then breaks into a run. After a moment, he stops to sniff the ground. As he follows a scent, Stickman peers out from behind a narrow tree and starts to walk away, but the dog snaps him up. Stickman's features vanish as the dog takes him to his owner. The brown-haired boy throws Stickman for his pet, and he lands in long grass.
Whoa! I'm not a stick. Why can't you see?
Huh? I'm Stickman.
Huh?
I'm Stickman.
Huh?
I'm Stickman.
Yeah.
That's me.
Huh? He strokes the dog's nose.
And I want to go home to the family tree.
The dog carries Stickman back to the boy. Then a uniformed man snatches him away.
A notice says...
Dogs must be kept on the lead.
Annoyed, the boy clips a lead to the dog's collar.
At last the game's over, and Stickman is freed.
The park keeper drops Stickman onto the grass, where he sits up, leaps to his feet, and jogs off.
He sets off for home with a hop and a twirl.
He waves to a pigeon.
Stickman! Oh, Stickman, beware of the girl!
A blonde girl's searching the ground.
A stick!
Cries the girl with a smile on her face.
The right kind of poo stick for winning the race!
In the hollow, Stick Lady is clearing leaf plates from the table and regards Stickman's uneaten portion of berries. The girl joins her friends on the bridge.
Has everyone got one?
Get ready to throw!
It's one, two, three,
into the river they go!
Coming to life, Stickman thrashes about, then smiles as he begins to float and leans back to lie facing up. He pats at the water with his stick arms, then kicks with his stick legs, speeding up. The girl sees him float past ahead of her friend's sticks.
Yes! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
I'm not a poo stick. Why can't they see? I'm Stickman. I'm Stickman. I'm Stickman.
He's caught in a current.
That's me.
He travels along a wooden chute towards the top of a water wheel. He tumbles down the side, then tries to run up as it turns, but another stick drops out of the chute and knocks him off. He lands upside down, then rights himself.
And I'm heading away from the family tree.
Stickman is swimming. He swims on and on.
He spots a fishing line above his head, then his eyes follow it up to a rod held by a bearded fisherman sitting on a jetty. Stickman sees he's caught a fish, and as the fisherman reels in his catch, Stickman grabs onto it, passing a frog on a rock. The frog waves. As they're pulled up, Stickman unhooks the fish and drops it into the water. He waves before swinging onto the bank underneath the jetty, then nearly topples backwards, but the frog catches him with his long tongue, which rebounds and pulls Stickman on top of him. Stickman pats him on the back, then waves goodbye as he sets off. Frog waves in reply, then his eyes widen.
Stickman! Stickman!
Oh,
beware of the swan!
Huh?
He snatches Stickman up in his beak and takes him to his mate.
A twig, says the swan.
This twig is the best.
She twists his ankles around with her beak.
Oh, it's the right kind of twig to weave into my nest.
Huh? I'm not a twig. Why can't they see?
I'm Stickman. Stickman. I'm Stickman.
He's covered with leaves.
That's me!
Stickman's directly underneath her plump feathered bottom as she prepares to sit on her nest. She begins to snooze. Birds fly over the fisherman towards the family tree in the distance. The family are searching the park. The middle stick dashes between the trees near to where Stickman met the dog. The pigeon lands beside Stick Lady on the bridge and shakes her head. She and the children return to their house, the smallest stick lingering by the entrance at the foot of the tree to glance over his shoulder. His mum ushers him in, but he comes out again. A bee flies from a flower, startling him back indoors. It rises up past the hollow as the eldest and youngest child are peering out. The male swan joins his mate at the nest, and she stands proudly to reveal three speckled white eggs sitting atop the tangle of leaves and twigs. An eye opens within it, and Stickman sits up.
I'm not a twig. Why can't they see?
An egg hatches.
I'm Stickman.
And another.
I'm Stickman.
And another.
I'm Stickman. That's me.
Stickman watches the hatchlings greet their parents excitedly. He sighs.
And I long to be back in the family tree.
The parents watch as two of their cygnets jump into the water. Stickman smiles at the third, who's staring at his reflection. Then boots him in. The little bird smiles up at Stickman, who waves with his foot as the family swim off together.
The nest is deserted, and Stickman is free.
Two people approach in a rowing boat, and Stickman's knocked into the water by an oar. His features vanish again.
He drifts down the river and sails out to sea.
He floats past a red and white striped lighthouse atop a headland. Then a gull lands on top of him. Bending over, it scratches its long yellow beak on Stickman's nose, waking him up. Startled, they eyeball each other for a moment, then Stickman sits up. He watches the bird fly towards land, then begins to swim, but the rising waves are holding him back. He tries again, but a wave forces him underwater. He quickly surfaces, then focuses on the lighthouse with renewed determination. A wave looms over Stickman and swallows him up. His mouth open with panic, he tumbles through the murky depths. The fisherman has left the jetty, and nearby, Stick Lady is searching through the reeds by the swan's nest. She spots one of Stickman's little green leaves lying beside the fragments of discarded shell. She picks it up, then the frog approaches and points towards the open sea. She covers her mouth with the leaf in alarm. A foaming wave carries Stickman towards the shore.
He tosses and turns till the frolicking foam washes him up on a beach, far from home.
In a daze, he stands covered with seaweed. Two children are playing with a beach ball while sunbathers relax beside parasols. A girl pokes a crab with a stick and it scuttles along the sand, drawing Stickman's attention to the lighthouse beyond. He hides behind a beach ball, then starts to roll it along, but a boy hoofs it towards the ocean. Stickman falls, then dashes over to a cool box beside a man sleeping in a deck chair. He walks along behind a snorkel and presses his back against a sandcastle.
Here comes our dad, with a spade in his hand.
The crab steps out of the castle.
Stickman? Oh, Stickman, beware of the sand.
A spadeful lands on top of him.
A mast!
Yells the dad.
An excellent mast.
Hooray! There's a flag on our castle at last!
Stickman's standing on top of it, with a handkerchief tied around his head and waist. The girl pokes the crab with a stick again, then it grabs it off of her. Her dad and brother chase after it. Stickman looks really cross. He sneaks out of the sandcastle's entrance.
I'm not a mast for a silly old flag.
He throws off the hanky and kicks it, but it lands on his face. The girl picks him up.
Or a sword for a knight.
She pokes her dog's nose with Stickman, and he runs off while the dog's chasing her.
Or a hook for a bag.
A girl's carrying him over her shoulder, then another's using him to draw in the sand.
I'm not a pen. I'm not a bow. I'm not a bat.
A boy drops Stickman after using him to hit a ball. About to get up.
Or a boomerang.
Another boy throws him, but he doesn't come back.
I'm
Stickman! Oh, Stickman, beware of the...
Autumn turns to winter.
Snow.
The robin flies.
Here comes a boy in a warm woolly scarf.
An arm for my snowman!
He says with a laugh.
Stickman provides the finishing touch to the boy's perfect snowman. He hurries away.
I'm not an arm. Can nobody see?
The snowman collapses.
I'm Stickman. I'm Stickman. I'm Stickman. That's me.
Snow begins to fall as Stickman trudges along.
Will I ever get back to the...
Beyond the forest.
Family tree.
Smiling with disbelief, Stickman begins to run, pushing aside snow-laden branches as he goes. A sudden gust of wind pushes him back, but he quickly finds the strength to force his way towards the tree, holding up a hand to shield his eyes from the icy air. Getting nearer, he soon realizes that it isn't the family tree at all, but two trees next to each other, with branches in a similar formation. As the wind intensifies, he falls to his knees, and the last remaining leaf on his head is blown away. In the hollow, Stick Lady's staring at the snow falling against the night sky. She bows her head and steps away.
Stickman is lonely. Stickman is lost. Stickman is frozen and covered in frost.
He helps a bug struggling on its back, then staggers on. An icicle hanging from his nose.
Stickman is weary. His eyes start to close.
He lands on his back.
He stretches and yawns and lies down for a doze. He can't hear the bells or the sweet singing choir.
A little girl's walking with her mum.
Or the voice saying,
"Here's a good stick for the fire."
She adds the frozen Stickman to the top of a small pile of wood in the fireplace. The glowing embers below melt the frost, then she turns off the light and leaves the living room.
Stickman is lying asleep in the grate. Can anyone wake him before it's too late?
A small ginger cat pokes Stickman with his paw. Stickman's eyes remain closed, so the cat climbs onto an armchair and goes to sleep.
He dreams of his kids and his stick lady love.
The middle child pushes his acorn car, then stops and sighs sadly. Stickman imagines Stick Lady throwing a snowball to his daughter. It hits her, then her shoulders sag. Stick Lady looks upset. Stickman stirs. Then he imagines the youngest stick drawing the whole family on the wall, smiling, with his dad at the centre, his arms around them all. In the grate, Stickman reaches out as if hugging his family.
Then suddenly wakes.
He stands, then wipes the dirt from his back before climbing down onto the hearth. Some snow falls into the fireplace just behind him.
What's that noise up above?
It starts as a chuckle, then turns to a shout.
I'm stuck. Get me out!
A stuck man?
About to leave, Stickman turns to look up at the noise coming from within the chimney breast.
A stuck man. Now, who could that be?
Don't worry,
cries Stickman.
I'll soon set you free.
He carefully climbs back onto the wood in the grate.
A scratch and a scrape and a flurry of soot. A wiggle, a jiggle, and out pokes a foot. A shove and a nudge, a hop and a jump.
Stickman pulls on the boot.
And Santa falls into the room with a thump.
His red suit grubby with soot, Santa frowns, then looks down to see Stickman lying on the carpet. His face has vanished. Santa picks him up.
Stickman?
He slowly opens his eyes.
Oh, Stickman, you excellent friend. Thanks. Thanks a million. Thanks without end.
Santa opens his sack and places a beautifully wrapped present under the tree. With a smile and a wave, he turns towards the fireplace, then hesitates. Stickman waves back. Then Santa beckons him to come along. By the door, the little ginger cat watches with amazement as they scramble up the chimney. Stickman emerges at the top, smiling with excitement, as he watches Santa carry his sack over to his sleigh. Santa nods towards it, and his two reindeer exchange a puzzled look as Stickman climbs aboard. Santa drops his sack in, and the sleigh begins to slide down the roof. The reindeer cling on, then the sleigh takes flight. Stickman peers over the side of the sleigh, smiling. Santa steers the sleigh high into the sky while snow falls lightly around them. He lands on another rooftop, drops the sack down the chimney, but gets stuck when he jumps in after it. He wriggles, then falls, and Stickman follows. Stickman recognizes the boy lying asleep in bed. He used Stickman as a bat. Stickman delves into Santa's sack, fetches a wrapped bat-shaped present, and leaves it against the bed. Arriving in the room of the girl from the beach, Stickman replaces her stick with a sword-shaped gift.
Then Stickman helps Santa deliver the toys to fast asleep girls and to fast asleep boys.
He slides a box into a boy's stocking, then the dog who played with him sniffs the air sleepily. Stickman puts a bone-shaped present in his stocking, then heads off in a hurry.
Faster and faster they fly through the snow.
There are three presents left.
Till Santa says,
only one chimney to go.
The reindeer gallop through the air towards the family tree. The sight of it on a hill up ahead takes Stickman's breath away. Stick ladies by the Christmas tree, looking heartbroken.
Stick lady's lonely. The children are sad.
They're in bed.
It won't feel like Christmas without their stick dad.
She tucks them in.
They toss and they turn in the family bed.
Then, as she stares at a family picture above the bed, Santa flies past.
But...
What is that clattering sound overhead? Someone is tumbling into our house.
Is it a bird? Or a bat? Or a mouse?
Dust falls from the curved wooden ceiling.
Oh, could it? Yes. Could it just possibly be...
The children follow her to the living room.
I'm Stickman.
I'm Stickman. I'm Stickman. That's me. And I'm sticking right here in the family tree.
He holds them close. And sees Santa wave before flying into the snowy night sky. Stickman waves back, then closes his eyes as he rests his head against Stick Ladies.